Hey, I'm Vanilla.
And I'm Luke, and this is going to be our EP, Fall Into Me.
First off, how did you two meet, and when did you start making music as a duo?
So, Vanilla and I were both single at one point, and using some online dating apps where we both connected because we both work with children and family harm, and so it kind of, we already had this common ground. Eventually one thing led to another and we started dating, and then we moved in together and we kind of started a life together. And then it wasn't until lockdown last year that we actually started to record, and it was more or less it was a way for us to kind of get our creative output going in the evenings, wasn't it?
Yeah, just to clarify, Luke slid into my Tinder DMs to ask a question about work. And that's how it began.
Fall Into Me is Social Union's debut EP, but have either of you been involved in music projects before this? What was your progression towards new wave and post-punk?
Yeah, so I've been kind of playing in punk and hardcore bands since about the age of 18 or so, you know, in a slew of bands here in Christchurch, and then up in Tamaki Makaurau, you know, in garage punk bands and other bands. There was Master Blaster, Club Stupid, Blame Thrower, all of which are awesome, and that is a huge part of my life as punk and the whole DIY way of doing things. Then I started the band before Social Union was The Tax, which was a post-punk outfit, five-piece, that eventually dissolved, which had a natural progression, knowing that I did want to do something that was probably even more in the gothic sphere side of things.
I studied acting at the West Australian Academy of Performing Arts, and have always been singing jazz. So jazz has always been my thing up until Social Union. So it's been a really interesting transition for me into these genres of music, using my voice differently, writing lyrics for this type of music. Yeah, it's been a lot of learning for me and a lot of fun.
You mentioned before that you recorded the EP through lockdown, but how long has Fall Into Me been in the works overall?
The EP had been probably 3 or 4 months prior to lockdown. I'd started working on some ideas, and I always wanted to actually get into the recording side of things, having friends up in Tamaki Makaurau who can do so, and being inspired by them, and same with the likes of Brian Ferry down here with his record label Melted Ice Cream, and actually giving that a go, going to the band room and just recording guitars to start off with, building it up, programming drums, and then putting my foot in the waters of synthesizers. It's such a massive, broad area that I'm still learning about, and it's the same thing with the sounds of the guitar, whether I'm using chorus or flange or delay. There's so much more to it than just my historic guitar playing, which has been distortion and a tuner. In a sense, I've been discovering all these new sounds and just playing what is actually fun for me to play.
And how did you get looped in with Blackjack Illuminous Records over in Berlin?
We talked a lot about, you know, what we did and didn't want to do with Social Union. I don't think we ever expected it to get, you know, to be sending merch to countries in Europe. But one of the things that we did discuss was the type of label that we would want to work with. We wanted something grassroots, initially we wanted something in New Zealand, but the type of music that we make is kind of caters to an audience in Europe, majoritively. So Luke sent out some emails and Alex from Blackjack jumped on it, and he has been an absolute joy to work with. He is so bloody cool and very good at what he does and very connected in terms of the music scene in the countries surrounding Germany, and is, yeah, so great to be on his label. We feel really lucky and super privileged.
Let's get into the tracks now. Is there a story behind the title track of this release?
For Fallen to Me, I had the image of driving alone in a city that you don't know at night time, and that was what the drum beat was, the first thing that was done for that song. Once I laid down the first guitar tracks and showed it to Vanilla, it was Vanilla's favourite song that we'd done so far. It was a really mutual agreement that we liked the song best to push as the first song. Eh?
When it comes to Fall Into Me, I did feel kind of hesitant to, I guess because it was written kind of like a letter to Luke, it felt like I was sharing someone else's story. Like I felt like I was sharing Luke's story, which belongs to him and not to me.
When I read Fall Into Me, it was heartwarming and it was cool, but it wasn't until it had been recorded and then talked about, I guess after release, that I realised the weight of it and how much it actually, how heavy it was and how, yeah, amazing that someone would write something like this. It was really overwhelming.
Choke, I guess, from a place of frustration. I'd made a new friend and I was super chuffed, and there ended up just being some ulterior motives, and I was really disappointed at having to kind of remove myself from the friendship. And so it was written kind of like a diary entry out of frustration.
So abscond is to run away, and I think when I think of my life prior to Vanilla and then once meeting Vanilla, I feel as though I'm living my second life now, and that prior to meeting, like, it was always, you know, it was the adage of, if you want self-esteem, do esteemable things, but everything that I was doing was going against that. So I had this inner battle where I wanted to be a good person, yet my actions weren't following through with that. So then, of course, that leads to that low self-worth, that self-doubt, and just not feeling comfortable within your own skin or within the life that you're leading. So part of it was about kind of running away from that, and I guess taking responsibility and taking ownership and having to do that on a daily basis. Getting influence from that was kind of where the song stemmed from.
I was lost in the flow.
the song was written just about, I guess, wires being crossed in relation to, I guess it wasn't even wires being crossed. Like, I had been at one point, this is pre-Luke, I had been really upfront about what I was and wasn't wanting from a relationship, and someone caught feelings, and I'd already been just kind of really clear. And it was a song that was written about feeling really crap about not being able to avoid hurting someone, I guess. Yeah, being able to empathize with someone's experience whilst knowing that there was nothing that I could do to avoid causing it, if that makes sense. The whole EP kind of feels like diary entries. Yeah, fall into me and our hands don't fit, but it was quite cathartic to write them.